When something happens to your kitchen, you might say,
"This is ludicrous."
But that won't fix your home. That will only get you the rapper, Ludacris.
Having trouble? Don't panic. Don't be alarmed. You need to file a claim? Holla at State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
That's right. You can file a claim on the app or call us.
Thanks, Mr. Chris.
No matter how ludicrous the situation, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
State Farm, Bloomington, Illinois.
Yo, what's going on? Hope all is well. I'm Duke.
I'm Omar.
I'm Jalan, and this is Nice and Neat, the podcast.
We're three quintessential friends dedicated to the 360-degree development of men.
Our goal is to not only share our experiences, but offer as much value as we possibly can through the lessons we've learned along the way.
When I say we talk about everything, we talk about everything. Character, discipline, career development. Oh, and let me not forget, we get real personal.
Now make sure you subscribe so you never miss any of our episodes. Write a review, let us know what you think. Enjoy.
This is gonna help us start.
It's like music. I'll be the one to take the risk to go and get the best. I'll be the one to never sit and go and make the plan.
Look at you,
look at Zen,
cuz. Zen out.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. 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 What's the deal, y'all? Hope all is well. Welcome back to another episode. I'm Duke.
I'm Omar. I'm Jalan, and this is Nice and Neat. And you know what? We got a really good one today.
What we got, bro?
We got a good, I mean, we always have a good one. We always have a good one.
I like this one.
We try to do.
I like this one. I like this one.
I like this one, too. You know, I like, I mean, we are, we, you know what? We always got a good one.
We that
we the podcast of Los Angeles. We always got a good one.
What you guys say?
We are the podcast.
Nice and neat?
Okay. Nice and neat. We the, I'm declaring it here today.
Okay.
Anybody want to challenge that?
We the podcast.
We here for it.
Of Los Angeles.
Okay. Right? Just L.A.?
Nah.
Oh, okay.
But this is where we're from.
LA, no.
This is where we're from.
We let LA know. Okay, okay.
And just like LA do, they going to make sure they push the culture forward.
You okay.
Feel what I'm saying?
Right? So whether it's just LA, whether it's the West Coast,
whatever.
We our fans is going to do it for us. I'm sure of that. So, like I said, we got a good one today.
Again, okay.
Right? This one is really big on you, O. This is, you took the step. You took the step, like a major step, into proposing,
mm-hmm.
right? Obviously, when you take that step into proposing, you obviously looking to marry your woman.
Of course.
Right? And I know we have comments where, especially on your social media, you know, your YouTube's outside of Nice and Neat, people say, when are you going to propose?
Mm-hmm.
Do you ever feel like that, like, presented an extra pressure outside of what you already felt within your own relationship? Just the outside comments, the barrage of comments, when are you going to propose?
I feel like there's two answers to that question. The answer as far as, like, being pressured from the outside, no, I never really felt that pressure. It was just more so annoying to me that people who didn't know me, who had no idea about my relationship, felt the urge or the need to comment on my situation, you know? So it was more aggravating and annoying than anything. Like, I never felt pressure from them because I don't even know them people. They're just trolls. You know what I'm saying? They're just people who are unhappy or feel like they would do what they would do in this situation, you know? And no one knows what anyone would do in that situation because you're not in that situation, right? So I never felt like that. And then also, like, I don't think I've ever I know I've never felt pressured from Candace to get married.
Yeah.
You know, like I made that decision on my own. Now, granted, I do know and I did know that this is something that she absolutely wanted.
Mm-hmm.
Right. But I never felt pressured from her. And I definitely didn't feel pressure from people I don't know and that don't know me to take that next step. You know, everything that I did was because I wanted to do it. I wanted to make my woman happy. And it's something that I want for myself and my life. No one else.
No pressure.
No pressure, fam. No pressure. Now, it's easy to fall into that pressure because we live on social media. We live on the net. You mm-hmm. know what I'm saying? Our whole, like you said, our live, we have a whole show on YouTube. We're very transparent about our personal lives here on Nice and Neat, the podcast, you know? So it's easy to fall into that pressure, but I think just the kind of guy that I am, And because of the tough skin that I developed through sports, you know, I've been able to block out that noise, you know, and really kind of just stay in tune with what's important. And that's what's in my household. You know, everything else is, you know, it's obsolete. Like, I'm not really paying attention to what Ray Blue 123 is commenting underneath my post. You know what I'm saying? So, you know,
like, I seen it on yours too, dude.
Red, blue.
I seen in yours too, dude. When you gonna propose? Like, does that yield pressure?
Nah, not pressure. Irritation. Not pressure. Definitely it's irritation. Definitely like, oh yo, you got the audacity. But at the same time, you know what? Honestly, I'd be more baffled when I see like guys say it. Not when you're going to propose, but things like subtle comments like, oh, you need to marry her.
Oh, yeah.
And you need to wife her. You need to hurry up and wife her.
Yeah.
I'd be a little more irritated when guys say it. For women, I understand because women grew up differently than us.
Mm-hmm.
They've been socialized. Wedding, that marriage fairy tale is just like at the forefront, right? So I think their urgency is a little different. Although, it's crazy to me that people think so much, put so much emphasis on proposal and not the marriage. You know what I mean? Yeah. The marriage is just a start. Like, a proposal can never mean that much to me than a marriage, you know? But I definitely feel irritated sometimes. I try not to let it affect me, right? I definitely see it, but it just irritates me sometimes, right? Because like you said, man, people don't really know your situation, right? People don't really know. People will say that you need to marry someone based on how someone looks. You know what I mean?
Mm.
Or this person looks good. This person is popular. You need to marry her.
Yeah.
Right? Which is crazy because it's so much, it just lacks so much substance. Right? Before we, I would think, right? When I think of marriage, like we alluded to the last episode, when I think of marriage, I think of like longevity, forever. Right?
Yep.
And people will take the time that you've been, the time period that you've been with your girl or your man, whether it be 2, 3, 4 years, right? Right now, or 5 years right now. And they'll look at that and say, damn, you've been with her that long and you haven't proposed, right? But 5 years out of 40 is nothing.
Yeah. It's all relative.
It's all relative,
it's
right?
All relative.
So it's like, yo, you mean to tell me you wouldn't, it's all relative. There's no time limit, right? But I'm just saying, you're telling me that you don't think spending 5 years of not even the time, right? But it's experience. 3, 2, 1 year, whatever the time may be. You mean to tell me it's not worth the rest of your life? Right? And people are saying, 2 years, marry her. 2 years, marry. You don't even know what you've been through.
Because y'all look good together.
You don't even know what you've been through in 2 years. When you look at it from the grand scheme of things, 2 years is nothing.
Yeah.
Right? I'm not talking about my situation, but I'm just talking about that's the mindset of people. You know, and I think that that's one of the things that irritates me is because people don't really think of the longevity of marriage. Mm-hmm. They just think of like the proposal. When we going to see the Instagram celebration?
Mm-hmm. The highlights.
When we going to see that? Yeah. Man, you know, but this is real life.
Why is it so important for people to see that?
This is real life, bro. This is real life. And this is not no gimmick. This is not something that is for Instagram. This is real life. And you're dealing with real life people. Right. And when you're dealing with real life people, it's way, way more to it than what meets the eye.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I have a great relationship.
Yeah.
You know, I have a great relationship. And Chanel knows that, like, we've had conversations like, yo, I want you to be my wife. Right. I want you to have my kids one day. Right. We want to have a family with you one day. Right. But to have other people put a timeline on when that should happen is crazy to me.
Yeah. I don't know about you. I'm victim of this. Right, I've definitely clicked a few of these profiles before, right? And what I often come to find out when I go browsing on these profiles is that these women that are commenting don't have anything going for themselves. And I don't mean like anything going. What I mean by that is like, doesn't seem like they're in a relationship, doesn't seem like they're happy, doesn't seem like they're engaged, doesn't seem like they're in marital bliss. You know, but they're so eager to see it on someone else. It's like, why wouldn't you want to see that in yourself? Why are you so worried about someone that you don't know?
Yeah.
What? Where do people get that infatuation from?
Yeah.
Is that just part of the? Well, is that part of being a millennial and being attached to social media?
Well, you know? Like you said, right? We do put our lives on social media.
Yeah.
right? So okay. there is okay. there has That's to fair. Be there ha- we have to be fair
That's
understand
fair. That's
like
fair.
People do get enamored with love just in general.
Yeah
right, but I think being enamored with love is different than saying something. Hey, yo you've been with this person for 1 year or 2 years. You guys should get married. It's about time you guys get married.
Yeah.
Says who?
And that's my thing. Says who, right? What experiences have we gone through? It's not about timing, bro. Now, I'm not saying some people may meet somebody in 6 months, get married.
When something happens to your kitchen, you might say,
"This is ludicrous."
But that won't fix your home. That will only get you the rapper, Ludacris.
Having trouble? Don't panic. Don't be alarmed. You need to file a claim? Holla at State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
That's right. You can file a claim on the app or call us.
Thanks, Mr. Chris.
No matter how ludicrous the situation, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
State Farm, Bloomington, Illinois.
That's okay. Mm-hmm. But the experience is there and the connection is there. And maybe that person feels equipped, right? But if you have two people that are still trying to grow themselves as individuals and still trying to sort things out, right? Because marriage is not just, I love you, right? There's, what are our finances like?
Yep.
What are our finances like? You know?
Come in one.
What are our finances like, yeah. right? So what are our health issues?
Yeah.
Right? Like, what are some things that we need to work on? Yeah, we look good and we can go out and be public and social, but how do we argue?
Yeah.
Are those some things we need to work on? Maybe. Mm-hmm. Right? So, or maybe I just don't feel like I'm stable enough. Not even financially, but just stable enough where it's like, I know where I want to live. I know what I want to do to take care of a family.
Yeah.
All those things come into play, you know? And even women. A lot of times women put pressure on other women and indirectly put pressure on the man. I would say that I don't even think young women in their 20s even like really, really want to get married like that. I just feel like they feel pressured by other people to feel like, damn, I got to get married.
It doesn't necessarily always come from other people too, right? Because it could come from your family, mm-hmm. right? A lot. Like right. You come from a family that has a tradition of being married, you know, you may feel that pressure, right? Mm. Whereas someone like myself, right, I come from a family who is like all about love, right? Mm. But it's not a prerequisite in my family to be considered family if you get married. Mm. Or did I say that right?
Yeah.
It kind of sounded weird.
No, I always do that shit, man.
Right? In my family, like, you could be considered part of the family and you don't have to get married. Now, right. Don't get me wrong. There are a few people in my family that are married, but it's not like a tradition where like
right.
it's a mandatory thing, right? Right? There are a lot of people who grow up, particularly in America, who come from families who have great tradition where getting married is a prerequisite
right.
to become part of the family. So if you come from one of those families, then obviously, you know, you're going to be pushing the issue a little bit more, you know? So that's why how like a lot of younger people could end up married, I feel right? If you come from a family full of tradition, right?
Yeah.
But if you like come from a family like me, you know, you don't feel pressured to get it done early.
Right.
You know, I know I'm speaking from, well, I guess I'm not speaking for her, but I think about my sister's perspective, like my sister's 29.
Right.
You know, she's not pressed, you know, she's worried about finding the right person.
Right.
She's not, rather than the time, you know?
Yeah, Jelan, you're single.
Let's hear your perspective.
Right, you're single. Have you felt that pressure, even though you're not in a relationship, right? From the outside world about like, or even families, when you come around and say, okay, Jelan, it's good to see you. I haven't seen you in a long time. You're a grown man. You got your business going. This and that. You're a handsome guy. What's your love life like, right? Are you seeing anybody? When you going to get married? When you going to have some kids, right? Do you feel that pressure sometimes?
Well, thanks, Duke, for the pleasantries. I really appreciate that, man. But my, you know what's crazy? Now that you say that, my family doesn't look at me like that. Mm. They don't pressure me with the
right.
what's next for you.
Right.
As far as within the confines of relationship.
Right.
You know, I think when you take on certain pressures from people or your family, it's because you actually kind of set those pressures up. Right. So like you guys get the pressures of when are you getting married? Because that is, you guys have marriage type relationships. Mm-hmm. So they look at your relationships as these are people who operate as married people. Right. So they should be married.
Right.
You know, and that's how people look at you. My family doesn't look at me in the light of, when are you going to get married? They know I'm working on my businesses.
Right.
I have entrepreneurial endeavors. Right. So, like, if I get a relationship, it's a plus.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a mandatory thing. I personally, it's something that's important to me for sure, to be able to grow with a partner moving forward in life. You know, to fully answer your question, Duke, my family doesn't really pressure me when it comes to as far as like what's next in my life, as far as like relationships go, whether I'm getting married, whether I'm having kids and things like that. I believe personally that they see it in my foresight, but I don't think that they feel the need to pressure me. I also do come from a family, unlike, I do kind of come from a family to where until you get married, you know, we don't really expect family. Until you get married, we don't expect family. There's not, I don't think there's many people in my family that have like children outside of their relationship or anything like that. It's just kind of like, this is your partner, you married to him, cool, we expect kids after that. Everything is kind of like sequential in my family. It's it's ordered. Not saying it's right or wrong, that's just how it the standard up to date has been kind of set. So, no, I don't really get pressure like that. I don't get pressure like that in my family about what I'm doing in my relationship life. I don't know. That's actually a good question. I've never really thought about that like that.
Amen. Before you get off your thought, Matt. Yo, what's the deal, y'all? Welcome back to the Nice and Neat Halftime Show. I'm your host, Omar. And it's been a minute. We spent some time off, and I want to get straight to it. Dem the Rules is back. Duke, what we got, fam?
Man, since we talking about marriage and all, man, I just want to ask y'all, and I just want y'all to be frank with me, man. You're on a date with someone, right? You're on a date with someone. We're all in our 30s.
Okay.
Let's say she's 30, right? She's 30. And this is the first date.
Mm-hmm.
Right? You guys are having a great conversation. And she says, she asks you about marriage. What are your marriage plans? Are you interested in marriage? Do you want to get married? Have you been married before? You know, all those questions about marriage. All right. Is it okay? Is it appropriate? What are you, how are you receiving that?
Oh, shaking his head.
Is it on me?
Oh, don't like it. Oh, don't like
it. I don't fuck with it.
Oh, don't like it.
Now I'm screaming backpedal.
You're screaming backpedal.
I got to get up out of there.
Why?
She's taking things way too fast for me. I mean, it's our first date, right?
You're right.
We don't know anything about each other, you know?
Right.
For all we know, we could end up best friends out of this situation.
Right, right.
You know, let alone lovers, you know? So.
Do you think that she shouldn't even waste her time getting there? Because, like, what if she's just like, yo, I need to know right now if this guy.
Why do you need to know right now? That's a red flag in itself.
Let's say she's 30. Right, she's got something going for her career wise.
Okay,
you know,
she may be from the South.
Okay, yeah, she may be from the South. Right,
maybe she needs a Southern boy.
You know,
So then
not only that, she's also on her biological clock as well.
Okay, I hear you. That's not a question you need to ask on the first date. It's like asking a woman how much does she weigh. You just don't do it.
Ooh.
You just don't do it. Like, men know, we know you don't do that. You don't do that to a man on the first date.
Mm.
No, you out of pocket. You out of pocket. And the man is...
So you don't even want her to fish?
No.
Don't fish for that?
No. No. Let's talk about my favorite food. Or, like, something that I like to do in my spare time. A hobby, maybe. Let's stay away from the marriage talk, the kids, and the happily ever after ending. Because we haven't even started yet.
So basically, the first day is for small talk.
Small talk. Let's shoot the shit.
Too deep, man.
You trying to get too philosophical for me.
Let's see, you know, dumb it down. I like the way you shoot the shit.
You said what?
Let's see if I even like the way you
shoot the shit.
Okay.
Right? Okay. You talking about marriage on the first date?
How you feel about it? Honestly, if
I got that question, even if I felt the type of way, I would appreciate it. I would appreciate her. Let me know exactly what she's looking for, right? So even it may make me feel like, damn, she kind of pressy,
Duke. So what does that tell you about her?
It tells me that she's like being intentional, That's what it tells me. It tells me that she's being intentional and she's like, she ain't trying to play no games. And if
on
I'm
the
at
first date,
but listen, though. We don't know people's experiences, but if I'm someone who's not trying to play no games too, I'm not saying this is going to be what it is, but I'm going to say, all right, well, you know what? I do want to be married one day. Since she take that off the table.
Not saying it's you, but.
But I do want to be married one day. These are my views on marriage.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
These are my views. I'm not married, but from growing up, from everything I've heard, from the way I grew up, I do want to be married. And if she take the liberty to say, hey, how you feel about marriage, right? That's I'm thinking, okay, she just, that's the direction. That's how she was raised.
Yeah.
She has intentions on going there. That's how I would take it, right? I do, though, understand it's all about situations, right? So mm-hmm. if you, like, you can't tell me right now that if you're someone and you're a man, right, and you like, damn, man, I'm ready to get married. Or I'm looking for a wife,
mm-hmm.
right? I'm looking for a wife. And a woman comes to you and you get have a first date with her and she's...
Hey there, ever thought about what makes your heart beat a little faster?
Oh, you mean like when you discover a new track that just speaks to you?
Yeah, or finding a movie that you can't stop thinking about? Well, get ready to feel that excitement all over again because Amazon Prime is here to take your entertainment and shopping experience to the next level.
Absolutely. Prime isn't just about getting your packages quicker. It's about diving into a world of endless possibilities, from the latest releases to exclusive content you won't find anywhere else.
And don't even get me started on the music. Prime offers concert specials that will transport you right to the front row. It's like being at the hottest gigs without leaving your living room.
I use Prime to tap in with some of my favorite artists' live shows from any and every genre of music.
Trust me, Prime is a game changer. It's like having a personalized superstore and entertainment hub right at your fingertips.
So why wait? Head over to Amazon.com/Prime and start experiencing entertainment like never before.
Says, yo, how do you feel about marriage? You probably gonna be like, shit, well, I feel like this about, because that's the space you in.
Yeah,
That's the space you in. Yeah. Right? You're already ready to receive that, I would believe.
Yeah. I think it's granted, if we're on a first date and we at dinner and we're looking at each other and we have a conversation, I think it's fair game. It's all good, right? But now, if we're at a escape room, we're in escape room and we're moving maneuver trying to get through, and she's like, "Hey, how do you feel about marriage?" That's creepy.
Yeah,
that's weird.
Yeah,
right. Like you started the entire night in hopes to ask that question. Now, if it comes up in conversation, I think it's acceptable. It's all good. It's cool. Right, but I don't see that happening in an escape room.
Yeah.
Now, if we're sitting down, we're just talking over dinner, right? We're having a conversation over dinner, and you ask me, you know, like, what are your views on marriage? I know that we're in our 30s. I know what the next step of life look like. I now know what type of woman you are.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, she's now positioning herself to where it's just like, okay, I'm looking for a little something. Yeah. Even beyond this date.
Right, right.
You know,
now, I definitely hear what y'all saying, and I definitely respect y'all perspective.
Yeah.
You know, I definitely just see it differently. You know, I honestly just wouldn't appreciate having that conversation on the first date. It's just not something that I think is.
You wasn't DB. You gonna backpedal.
I'm gonna backpedal up out of there. I'm gonna backpedal up out of there, you know, because I may be looking for the same thing in my life too, but I don't wanna talk about it here on the first date, you know? And that's,
yeah. So like you're kind of saying that, yo, we got codes that we want to stick by.
Yeah.
And this first date is for us to just kind of get to know each other.
Absolutely.
That's a boundary for you.
Right?
That's a boundary.
So it's like,
yeah,
we're trying to get to know each other. I don't like, I'm not opposed to marriage, but like,
not at all. Not at all.
First
I want
date,
kids, I want a whole family. I want all of that. But first date,
just try to go ahead first, baby.
Slow down, Turbo.
So what you gonna tell?
Slow down.
Are you gonna tell her like, hey, I'm not trying to answer that tonight? Are you gonna let her ask away and you just be like, oh, this is it for us?
Oh no, I'm savvy. I got mouthpiece. You know, I'm finna swing the whole conversation around.
Uh-huh.
You know? No, so, well, I mean, let's not even talk about that. Let's go ahead. Can I get two more shots, please? Yo, so and that's how I'm finna get up out of that, you know.
Hey, do you think we need to normalize like asking those tough questions at on first dates? Like, okay, how about this, right? If someone asks you, yo, you have kids? Is that personal, too personal?
No. No, I'm getting to know one. I'm getting to know you. I don't know anything about you.
Why would somebody ask you if you have kids?
Because
you're grown, so you may have them.
So they want to know, yeah.
It's like me asking you if you have, like, so what do you do for a living? Right? That's a normal question.
Right. So like,
I hate that question.
Why?
I think it's because normal.
That's a very normal question.
Because we all think it.
No, I mean, I don't like that question because, especially out here in LA, we're so pretentious. We define somebody
by what they do.
Wow. By what they do.
I know.
Somebody got at me one time because I asked him, "Hey, so what you do out here?" I promise you, I asked him. I said, "Hey, what you?" He said, "He was from Chicago." He said, "Why? Y'all LA people are always asking people that." I said, "Oh shit, my bad.
I'm just trying to get to know you, fam.
My bad, bro. Okay, cool. But I know people feel a type of way about that.
Yeah,
you know, because it's real intrusive. I think
it's very intrusive. I think it's very intrusive. You know, because it's like people do so many different things that don't necessarily define them, and I don't want you to define me.
Yeah, based on
by what I tell you.
Okay,
I do.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
No,
cool.
I feel that. No, I guess we got to conclude this week's halftime show. If you guys would be so kind, you know, drop it in the comments. What
Let
do you think?
Know.
Do you think it's acceptable to talk about marriage on first dates? Come we want to know. Them the rules. That's the question. That's the game today. Drop it in the comments below. We're going to get to the second half, the only way we know how. That's with some positive energy, some positive vibrations, and a smile, of course. Second half. Let's go.
Man, the halftime conversation got me thinking about, you know, just the pressures that men face, right?
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes men face pressures just individually, right? And then sometimes it's like societal pressures, right? And I want to ask you guys, do you guys feel like social media provides your relationship with extra pressures to take the next step in your relationships, you know, to get married? And then not only just to get married, to have an extravagant wedding that you guys can share with people. Not just like a little like, hey, you know, me and my girl, we went to the courthouse and we just wanted to like elope because we wanted to show our love for each other, mm-hmm, with each other. You kind of got to show everything to everybody. Do you guys feel extra pressure,
man,
by that?
Man, you know what, man? I'm Nigerian, so everything's big.
Period. Mm.
For me, everything's big. All I've ever wanted, my idea of a wedding since I've been a kid or whenever I wanted to get married, my idea of a wedding was like big. You know what I mean? Because it's a celebration,
mm-hmm,
right? It's a one-time deal, you know? And whatever it costs, I'm going to pay it.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think that moment, although, like, it's about the marriage, right? I grew up celebrating weddings,
mm-hmm,
you know? And it's huge. It's a big festivity. It's a white wedding. It's a traditional wedding. It's just spraying money, mm-hmm, right? So, like, I've never felt.
For those who've never seen a Nigerian wedding, they be showering money.
Yeah.
Shit's great.
It look like, so like Houston or Atlanta.
The pressure from social media is not there, right? For me, it's more like the pressure of living up to a Nigerian wedding.
Period.
You know, that's the pressure. So it's like when it's time for me to cross over to the other side, I'm trying to do it big. Because that's the standard that's been set in our culture.
Yeah.
Right? So it has nothing to do with social media. I actually can't wait to show it to social media.
Yeah.
And to show it to the world because, like, I'm a big proponent in love and celebrating love, and I think that we should celebrate any chance we get.
Yeah.
So I can't actually wait to get to that point.
Man, two things. It's crazy. He said he grew up thinking about his wedding. I never grew up thinking about my wedding. I never even thought about it. I never thought about it, you know? But as far as feeling the pressure from social media, absolutely. 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 Before I got engaged, even now that I'm engaged.
Did you feel it with the engagement?
Well, of course. Because now, once you get engaged, your woman is excited, right?
Yeah, now
so now she, everything on her Explorer page is engagement, marriage.
Saving shit.
Reception, everything, you know? So she's sending me things every day. Every day, but even before, like leading up to it, you know, well, she obviously didn't know I was going to propose, but even leading up to it, she's constantly sending me things because, you know, for us, let's see, we've been together for 4 years now. I would say we started to have the conversation about marriage once we moved in together, and we moved in together, mm-hmm, 2 years into our relationship.
Mm-hmm.
So once we moved it, once we.
How old were you at that time?
29. No, 28.
Okay.
I was 28 when I moved in with her. 28 when I moved in with her. So once that happened, I would say the pressure really started to kick in. I started to really feel the pressure because she constantly was talking about it. Not only is she talking about it, right?
2 years in. So now it's 2 years of me going back and visiting the family, right? Mm. When we go back for holidays, mm. Christmas, Thanksgiving, everyone's like, so when you guys get, in her family, it's a big tradition.
Right, right.
Marriage.
Marriage. Marriage is a big tradition in her family. So,
well, also, like, she is Haitian.
Haitian and Cuban.
Yeah. Right? So a lot of times, different cultures, everyone treats marriage with respect, but a lot of times other cultures go over and beyond.
Absolutely.
For marriage.
Absolutely. I feel like every culture but the American culture right. really goes above and beyond for yeah. marriages, you know? Like, I think marriage in American culture is definitely, I mean...
It's celebrated, but it's just like when you see the way other cultures do it,
it ain't like that.
It's a little different. It's celebrated, but yeah. it's just a different kind of animal.
I mean, other cultures also really don't believe in divorce.
Yeah,
we got to figure it out.
So we'll it's like we're it all out. In.
Yep.
Yeah, I'm American, but I don't believe in divorce either. So whoever my wow. partner's going
to
be.
It may be too early to say that, this. Though, right?
What Jay That's, say? What,
he said, no, I know what you about to say. He said, I don't care if the house on fire.
I ain't leaving, fam.
Nah, for real, though.
I'm dying.
But that's also just the way your loyalty code is set up, right?
But Jalon, what about people that say, hey, Jalon, you're not married, though. You don't know how it is. What would you say to that, right? Because a lot of people, there's a lot of married people that probably felt that, too.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure every married person probably felt that way at some point in time. My foundation is a little different, though.
Mm.
My foundation and my relationship with God is a little bit different
okay.
than most people's would be.
Okay.
So
I start with God.
It starts with God. Yeah, yeah. It don't even start with my partner.
Okay.
My partner has actually come second to God.
Okay.
So my relationship with him is what maintains the strong relationship with me and my partner.
Okay.
So when I say I don't believe in divorce, it's not because it's just something me and my partner sat down to talk about. That's something that me and him understand.
Okay.
So that's just kind of like where I'm at with it. Right. And on the stance of when it comes down to divorce.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. It's your boy Spitty here from DGB, a.k.a. Dirty Glove Bastards, Off the Porch Podcast. Now, if you're a fan of artist interviews, then make sure to check out and subscribe to Off the Porch, a show that interviews everybody from the dopest up-and-coming artists, your favorite OGs and legends, street comedians, directors, and other influential people from the culture. And it's brought to you exclusively by Revolt Podcast Network, anchored in hip-hop, powered by creators.
I do want to ask you guys this, though.
Oh, because I got a question, too. Go ahead.
Right. I do want to ask you guys this. When it comes down to marriage, as far as just like just kicking game to people who may be in a similar situation as you may have been, Omar, 2 months ago,
mm-hmm.
you know, or who may be in the same exact situation you are currently, Duke, do you think that there is an appropriate age to propose, or there's an appropriate age to begin to even just think about marriage, to where you just say, like, this is a realistic thing, mm-hmm. and you should really start trying to transition your relationship from just the boyfriend and girlfriend stage to a marriage? Or do you just think, like how do you feel about that?
I don't think there's a particular age. Because you think about it, like, I think it's all dependent on, like, your surroundings, your environment, right? Like, us here on the West Coast, particularly here in L.A., we live a fast life.
Right.
But if you live, like, in a town, you know, a small town.
Yeah.
It's
more conducive to marriage.
It's more conducive to get married and start my family. What am I waiting for?
Right.
What am I waiting for? Like, I have found the person. Right. The thing about big cities is you think it may be the next person.
Yeah.
Right? Whereas if you live in a small town, you're like, no, this is me. You know? Right. So I don't need to go around searching and waiting, you know? So I don't think there's a particular age that you have to put on getting married, because it's all relative to you, to your environment.
Right.
You know? It's hard to say that.
Because everything matters.
Everything matters.
Everything matters. Family, career, city,
finances,
everything. Your health, everything. Friends,
everything.
Right? Everything. So there is no just blanket age. It's like, yo, the average man should get married at this age. It's impossible.
Yeah.
Because everyone's situation is different.
For sure.
Right? I could never ask and say, yo, you should get married if your finances are in order, because
how can you support your family?
I'm not married, right? And I can never speak on something I haven't gone through, but I know the statistics say that, man, most people get divorced because of finances.
Yeah.
It's not infidelity, it's finances. The number one reason. You know what I mean? So things like that, like, if you're not everyone's in different situations to just so different of a situation that we can't say, yo, like, you should get married at this age. You know what I'm saying? But I feel like mentally, right, as far as your maturity level goes, right, as far as being in a place where you could actually process what a woman wants, right, and understand that, okay, this woman is your wife, and you need to treat her like this, and you need to respect her and love her like this. You know what I mean? That, I think that's 30.
Yeah.
I think that's 30 because that's just like when we turn 27, 28, we're like, okay, we start to like develop a little maturity. Then we can turn 30, we feel like an adult where we can feel like every, people listen to us now.
Yeah.
Right? People listen to us. And I feel like that age is the age where it's just like most people should, as far as like maturity level, be ready to even explore that.
Yeah.
Right? I'm not saying ready as far as like everything around that, but as far as like mentality and maturity level.
Yeah.
You know?
I want to ask you guys, I got a good one for y'all. That's a good one. That's a good one. Do you feel like women are programmed to feel they can't be loved properly, or they're not being loved properly if they don't have a wedding ring on their finger?
If they're in a relationship, if they've been dating, for sure. For sure, they've definitely been programmed. It's
to program that they can't be loved properly.
They're not being loved properly.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. It's not complete. It's incomplete, basically, right?
Correct.
It's incomplete without the wedding ring. I definitely think that that's how women have been programmed. I mean, at least in our generation, I feel like that. And definitely, because speak for that for the past generation, mm-hmm. right? But they believe so strongly in marriage, right? But we're at a time now where it's like, and a lot of it is due to our culture. We look up to, you know, so much of the, we look up so highly to these, like, hip-hop artists, musicians, and entertainers. And we think that, like, whatever that they're doing, we all have to follow.
Right.
Yeah. You know? So, like, you know.
Beyonce.
Sure. I mean, she was in a relationship for years, so.
Ciara.
Sure.
She found a square. She found a square. Let's be honest, right?
That's a good thing.
It's a great thing.
That's a great thing, right? But someone that's, like, not this, not okay,
what about
her,
Cardi B? What about Cardi B?
What about
you feel
her?
That she was programmed? I mean, her and Offset got married pretty early, right?
I think it's just like anything. Like, just like anything. Like, within football, the Super Bowl is the elite standard, right? Within basketball, the NBA championship, Larry O'Brien trophy is the elite standard, right? And I think within relationships, marriage.
Common denominator.
Is rings. The elite rings.
Rings.
Common denominator in all of those, right?
Rings.
And I think as humans, period, just think about it as you're chasing success, you have to have the goal of what's next.
Yeah.
So as like just like a like we you know, we refer to sports a lot. And if you were a quarterback, somebody's gonna judge your success off of the rings that you got.
Mm-hmm.
Right, and if you're a relationship, somebody's going to judge your
relationship, your success off of you being married or, yeah.
And I think that's just as humans, we look at what's next naturally.
So as a, if a woman is in a, it seems to be in a happily, like, thriving relationship, but is missing the ring. Women are saying, "Yo, she still hasn't won yet."
Yo,
and that's the toxic part.
Yeah. Not programmed. I don't think they're programmed. I don't agree that they're programmed. I think they're pressured. Mm. Not programmed.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? We talk a lot about how women pressure men to get married. We don't ever talk about the older women, the traditional women, that pressure women that are younger to get married.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Because women today are go-getters. Jobs. Opportunities. Entrepreneurs.
Mm-hmm. It's different.
It's different.
Yeah.
It's different. It's different. Today is conducive to women. It's today right now is more conducive for women to not have to rely on marriage than ever before.
I love what you said.
Right.
Not rely on marriage. Not rely on a man. Not rely on marriage.
Right. Today, mm-hmm. the day the society we're living in is the most conducive society to women not ever having to rely on marriage. But yet, there's probably still plenty of older traditional women that are married that are pressuring younger women to get married because that's their metric of success. You know what I'm saying? So it's not even programmed, and we all are a victim of pressure. We all are a victim of pressure. So if the world is telling you, as the society is telling you, and you're, if I'm a woman and society is telling me, man, you're going to reach the pinnacle of womanhood after you get a ring, no matter what I do, they're going to say, yo, where's your ring? That's the biggest, that's one of the biggest insults that other women insult other women about. Have you ever heard a man get in an argument with a man and say, hey, ha, 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 that's why you're not married? Never. Nah,
but we'll say, nigga, that's why you ain't got no money.
You ain't got no money.
You got, that's our metric.
That's our metric. That's our metric right there.
That's our metric. But with women, the first chance they get, they're going to throw that low blow. That low blow.
Yep.
Hey, that's why you don't have a ring on your finger and you're 35 years old. Right? So you think about the pressure. Think about the pressure that women feel to not be that woman that women talking about. So now that pressure trickles down from women, man, traditional marriage, traditional family to a woman onto us. Even if they're not ready to be married just because they don't want to be that woman.
Yeah.
You feel me? So like we gotta think about that. Not program, bro, pressure. You feel me? And I think that shit cut deep because now we got you not ready to be in a marriage and I'm not ready to be in a marriage, but we're in a marriage because motherfuckers pressured you. And then you pressured me indirect. Whether you're saying it or not, I feel it.
Yeah. And we know two things.
And I care about you. I care about you and I don't want you to be a victim of that pressure.
What pressure teaches yourself?
You know?
I mean, it's one of two things. And unfortunately, it's, you know, one of these in most of the situations, but it either creates diamonds, which is an amazing thing with pressure, but most of the time, it bursts pipes.
You feel me? Yeah. So like it's something that we got to understand, right? So although we can sit here and we all feel that kind of, ah, man, I wish you would just get off my back a little bit, right? We feel that, but then we got to understand like, well, y'all need to get off their backs. Y'all got to get off their backs. It's a different time.
Yeah. It's a different time.
It's a different time. You know what I'm saying?
Constantly evolving.
So we should take we should take marriage as like, we should take our time with being marriage. Everyone that says, "Ah, man, you guys been together for 2 years, you guys get married," that's pressure.
Yeah, that's not needed.
That's pressure.
I mean, I hear it, right? I hear it, right? And everything you say makes sense. I personally believe that every man needs a little kick in his ass to step up to whatever the next step is. So he needs a little pressure to be like, you know what? Okay, let me make an honest woman of this.
We don't need it from people we don't know.
Got it.
For sure. And we don't need it prematurely.
Yeah. But I agree with you. We do need the pressure. Some, you know what? If you let a man do what he want to do, he going to do what he want to do until he roll over to his grave, bro. So I agree. Sometimes, you know, we need an extra push, but not from people.
You know, like older women say, if you give the man the entire cow, like, what more? Why would he go and request anything more? He's cool. He got the whole cow. Why would he propose to you?
Yep.
Why would he do all of that?
Yep.
You know, you didn't give them no pressure. You just, okay, cool, it's all good. And that's where we see these women proposing to men, you know, getting their knees dirty because that man has just gotten so comfortable with receiving everything that he's gotten with how their relationship is. I think pressure is important at times.
For sure.
I think pressure is important at times.
Yeah, same. I think pressure is important too, right? But we just have to acknowledge, though, like, the pressure is coming from somewhere. Women just don't. All women just today definitely just be like, yo, I want to get married. It's not like that. I don't think so. You know what I'm saying? Because it's different back in the day. I need security. Right? There's no opportunity. I can't do shit.
There's no opportunity.
Yo, I need security. I need, come on, bro.
Yeah, I think we living in a times very similar to the 1940s when the freezer was invented when men were at war and like women had an opportunity to now go out and leave the house and make money. Very, very similar as far as opportunities that are being presented for women. I think that personally, I think all three of us, we like women that are going to go out and do something beyond us.
Yeah.
because I feel like us being proud of our women come from what they do as well.
Yeah.
Not just how they serve us, but like how they go out and they make that real impact on the world. So we like women that are go-getters. What do you say for the guys that like, I don't care for my woman to be a go-getter?
Like, that's fine. There's no right or wrong answer. Whatever that, if that works for you, that works for you. You know what I'm saying? That's fine. But it's about pressure. You know what I'm saying? And if your woman is not that type of person, right, and she's putting pressure on you, then understand why. Because, like, you got to handle that. You got to take care of everything. You got to secure her future.
Yeah.
So you got to be ready for that. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And in that case, right, if you got a woman and she's that type of woman where she's like, because it's okay. Just what we always say, two things can be absolutely true.
Right, at the same time.
Yeah, two truths can exist.
Two truths can exist. So you can have a woman who's a go-getter and be the best woman in the world. You can have a woman who's not a go-getter and stays at home and takes care of the house and is the perfect woman for the man. That's completely fine, right? But I'm telling you, I'm saying that today is conducive to the woman that a go-getter that goes out, right? And if that's the case, like, just naturally, women want to be married, right? I'm not saying that they don't want to be married, but I'm saying the pressure would not come as fast if society didn't look at women as failures for not being married.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, society is looking at women as failures for not being married. No one looks at a 35-year-old man and clowns him for not having a ring on.
Is it society or is it women? Because are we really looking at women and being like,
wow,
what? Yo, she's a failure. She's not married.
I don't think men are looking like that. I don't think men are doing that.
She's not married.
I got a question. Right. If a woman asks a man, right, they've been in a relationship for some time and they're talking and he's just like, yo, like, I don't think marriage is for me. I don't want to get married. And they're in a relationship. And he's like, yeah, I don't think marriage is for me. I don't want to get married. Do you believe that he legitimately doesn't want to get married, or he just doesn't understand that he doesn't want to marry that woman? Because I'm sure a lot of women might have that question, like, yo, I've been in this relationship. This man hasn't, he says he doesn't want to get married. I don't know what we're doing here. Do you think he just genuinely doesn't want to get married? Or do you think he just doesn't want to marry that particular woman?
He's probably comfortable and just doesn't want to marry
that
woman.
He said he doesn't want to get married.
Yes.
I feel like people that usually say that have been married already.
They've been married already.
That's what I think. They had a bad experience. So, like, I'm done with that shit. That's what I think.
What if they come from a family very similar to O's, to where, you know, marriage may not be the pinnacle of success when it comes to a relationship.
Right.
And he's just like, I don't want to get married. Like, I don't really see a benefit in me getting married. It's a lot of women who may have that question. You know, to where it's like, my partner said this, and I love them, but he said, I don't want to get married. Me personally, I think that when you're in a relationship, right, and it comes down to something like that, as a man, it's your job, it's your duty to do everything in your power to make your person full and complete. Mm-hmm. I couldn't see me telling my partner, even if I didn't want to get married, if I'm like, yo, this is something she want to do, and she explains to me the importance of marriage.
Yeah, yeah.
It's something that I would definitely consider, for sure.
Yeah.
For sure. You know, and I don't think we're rich enough to be talking about, I don't want to do the prenup thing.
Right.
Then most guys be like, oh, nah, you know, we signing a prenup. We doing that.
He said prenup. We got to talk about that in another episode.
Yeah, we got to dive into that on another episode.
Yo, but check this out. Right before we get out, man, because I know it's probably going to be a lot of people with a lot of commentary say, hey, you guys aren't even married yet. Why are you guys talking about marriage?
Why that voice?
Listen. No, listen, man. I think that it's important for us to have these conversations, even though neither of us is married yet, right? O's engaged, but we're not married, you know, and we're aware of that. We're aware that we're not married, but we're not trying to talk from a married man's perspective or say that, you know, this is what you should do or this is what you shouldn't do or I would never do this or never do. We're just offering you. We're just talking about conversations that we should have before marriage as men. You know what I mean? And try to understand, okay, and try to like envision where we want to be and have those conversations. So when we get in those situations, although it's not perfect, we can be as, you know, as much equipped for those situations as possible to make those decisions. All right. So just keep that in mind, man. Make sure you guys are subscribed to our channel on YouTube, Apple Podcasts, Spotify. Yeah,
we're really trying to grow.
Man, make sure you tap in. Let us know what you thought about the episode. Give us some feedback. Comment right now. Make sure you follow just.jalon, right?
Yes, that's it.
Okay. Omar.Bolden and yours truly, Just Duke.
Number one syndicated podcast.
Hello.
In LA. All
right. With that said, man, I'm Duke.
I'm Omar.
I'm Jalon, and this is Nice and Neat, and that's that on that.
I'll be the one to take the risk to go and get them bands. I'll be the one to never sit and go and make a plan. Knowing my mother getting old, and I don't got no time. Gotta keep a couple for the road, the rest get left behind. Yeah. To the honest pledge allegiance, I stand.
When something happens to your kitchen, you might say,
this is ludicrous.
But that won't fix your home. That will only get you the rapper, Ludacris.
Having trouble? Don't panic. Don't be alarmed. You need to file a claim? Holla at State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
That's right. You can file a claim on the app or call us.
Thanks, Mr. Chris.
No matter how ludicrous the situation, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
State Farm, Bloomington, Illinois.